finance and economics.
Free exchange. In search of a bright light. Billion-dollar experiments aim to end a period of scientific stagnation.
In 2008, Ben Jones of Northwestern University formalized a simple yet powerful observation. The more knowledge humans have, the longer it takes a budding researcher to get to the frontier, and thus to push things forward. In a paper provocatively titled The Burden of Knowledge and the Death of the Renaissance Man, Mr. Jones argued humanity's growing knowledge would slow scientific progress and thus economic growth. More recent research has solidified this view. In 2020, economists at Stanford University and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, or MIT, published another provocatively titled paper, "Are Ideas Getting Harder to Find?", which concluded that in areas from crop yields to microchip density, new ideas were indeed getting harder to find. The slowdown has spurred academics and policymakers looking to bolster scientific enterprise. Many are turning to DARPA, a Cold War outfit which funds high-risk moonshot research, for inspiration. Last year, the National Institutes of Health, or NIH, America's largest science funder, launched a new arm with an annual budget of $1 billion, called ARPA-H. Other countries, including Britain and Germany, have set up their own versions. In July, America's Congress authorized nearly $200 billion in new scientific funding over the next decade, although it is yet to stump up the cash, in the process creating a branch of the National Science Foundation, or NSF, for applied science and tech. Philanthropists are joining the action too. Their funding of basic research has nearly doubled in the past decade. All these efforts aim to help science get back its risk-loving mojo. In a working paper published last year, Chiara Franzoni of the Polemi Graduate School of Management and Paula Staffan of Georgia State University look at a number of measures of risk based on analyses of text and the variability of citations. These suggest science's reward structure discourages academics from taking chances. The most common way research is funded through peer review, in which academics in similar fields score proposals, deserves some blame. In 2017, using a data set of almost 100,000 NIH grant applications, Daniel Lee, then of Harvard University, found that reviewers seem to favor ideas similar to their own expertise. If a project must satisfy a committee, it is not surprising that unorthodox ideas struggle to make it through.